Last night, Hillary Clinton earned her party's nomination fairly officially in terms of delegate count for president. And she is most likely going to face off with Donald Trump this fall. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is Hillary's soon-to-be opponent, Donald Trump. Good morning. How are you? Yes, Donald, are you with us?
Hello.
Okay, apparently we don't have Donald Trump. Let's try to reconnect with him. So Bernie Sanders did not give up the fight last night. He says he's going to fight all the way to and through the convention, hoping these superdelegates can help turn things in his favor, but that does not look like it's going to happen. Meanwhile, Trump is basically uncontested right now on the Republican side. Everybody else has, for the most part, dropped out. He easily won all of the primaries last night, and so he will be the Republican candidate unless he talks his way out of it. So it should be a very fascinating matchup, Trump versus Clinton, and I believe we are not joined by Donald Trump. All right.
You know, the deal still stands. If I ever see that guy on the street.
Which guy?
The guy who designed the studio. The guy who still haunts us to this day. It's something as simple as a phone call and putting it on the air.
Jared, do you have space people?
Up in here when it rains. They're from outer
space. All right, joining us now on the ticket hotline, we believe, is Donald Trump to talk about Hillary officially gaining party's nomination. Good morning. How are you?
It's great to be on your program. Okay, first of all, you guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
Wow, you've thanks.
Had tremendous success. What did you get in the last rating? 16.2?
The show did very well.
We usually don't talk about the numbers.
In fact, the whole station did very well. It was the
fantastic.
Ticket's best book
it's
ever.
Great to be on the Amuser show.
It's Musers, not Amusers. But
okay, that you don't need to correct me, okay?
My apologies.
You're a loser for correcting me.
Well, we wanted to get your thoughts on Hillary clinching the nomination.
Well, frankly, I don't care about Hillary clinching the nomination. I'm the best presidential candidate of all time. Everyone knows that. I have some of the greatest words. I have a fantastic resume. Okay, we're going to beat Hillary in a fantastic way. It will be an unbelievable victory for me. I will win so hard that Hillary won't know her head from her vagina.
Okay,
oh, wow.
Strong language.
I wouldn't say things like that, especially, yeah, you're running against someone who could become the first woman president. I mean, that's
okay.
Pretty special.
This whole talk about the first woman president, so-called president. Look, I broke the glass ceiling. I'm the one that did that in the construction industry. So I don't know why Hillary's claiming that she broke the glass ceiling. Why? I guess she's looking down once a month and seeing blood and thinking, oh, wow, I must have broken some glass or something.
Okay, no, now this is you're going back to that thread again.
That's not from broken glass, okay? That's because your body Megyn Kelly's once a month, okay?
you are firing all barrels here, aren't you?
She is a total disaster. We're going to win in a tremendous way, and I welcome you to get on the Trump bandwagon because we're going to make America great again. Back to you, Muses.
Thank you. Are you still building the wall? Is that still a big part of your plan?
Of course I'm still building the wall. Look, we're going to build a wall, and just because you asked me that question, it got 30 feet higher, okay?
Oh, wow. Man, how high is it now?
It's over 200 feet tall right now as we speak. The wall is over 200 feet tall. Listen, okay, I cannot wait to share the presidential bedroom with my wife, Ivanka. I mean, Melania.
Yes, Ivanka's the daughter.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in that presidential bedroom. I'm going to be protected by a 240-foot wall. Okay? It just got 40 feet higher.
Okay?
Okay? I'm going to appoint many Supreme Court justices. I'm going to appoint the best Supreme Court justices.
Okay.
Great ones.
I'm going to vibrate the bench with some of the most tremendous conservatives.
Thank you for using that phrase.
And look, people are misconstruing my comments about that judge in the so-called Trump University case, okay?
Yeah, how so?
Well, they're saying that I'm a racialist or whatever. Because I questioned, okay, legitimately questioned whether Judge Mexican or whatever can rule impartially while I'm building a wall between him and all his Speedy Gonzalez cousins.
Okay, I think you're digging a deeper hole here.
I was just questioning it. I wasn't saying it. I was questioning it.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Well, you continue to call your future opponent Crooked Hillary. Is that going to be kind of the theme of your campaign?
She is crooked, okay? This is a woman who put up with Bill Clinton getting beeges in the Oval Office, okay, all because of her political ambitions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When Bill was playing Hide the Cigar with Monica Lewinsky's, let's call it what it is, vagina, okay?
Okay.
Hillary was sitting there plotting how she could win the presidency in a crooked fashion by getting in bed with Wall Street, okay?
Mm-hmm.
While Bill was in bed with interns, she was in bed with Wall Street.
Okay? Wow, boy, you do not hold back, do you?
That is a fact. No, I don't. You hit me, I hit you harder, okay?
Okay, well, and you think you
Wait,
will
which
win.
Which one is this? Now, which one is that?
Right here, that, right there. George.
Oh, okay, this is the George one, okay.
The George one?
This is the one who once farted so loudly at West Hall that he damn near took a girl's head off.
How'd you know about that?
Okay, I do my research, okay?
Okay.
I listen to your phone calls, okay? And
okay.
You're farting in half of them.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you. It's going to be a wildly entertaining battle between you and Ms. Clinton, so we're really looking
forward
to
it. Yeah, you don't have to be condescending to me, okay? You'll be dead within 48 hours now.
Oh, man. I don't think he was condescending.
No, just wishing you well. It's always gone.
There he goes. There goes the fake Donald Trump.